From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. What a time. Getting close to the playoff in college football. Almost the midseason in the NFL, NBA underway, hockey, World Cup coming up. Join them every week for new promotions. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Sunday football parlay insurance. Head to betrivers.com or download the app. Over 300 different ways to bet the NFL game tonight. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers. Mike Pritchard joins us now from VSiN. Played 9 years in the NFL, first round pick, MVP of the championship team at Colorado. You don't count out the Buffaloes. Oh, no. They get their first win, so they will not have a winless season. And he joins us now to talk NFL. So what can we expect with the game tonight and Hopkins coming back from suspension and a guy who played wide receiver in the NFL? Is Murray going to look to him early? Is he going to force it? What can I expect with a rapport and timing with a guy off of suspension for 6 weeks?
You know what, Paul? Great question. I think all of the above, to be honest with you, because the Cardinals have been pining for DeAndre Hopkins. D-Hop, man, he's back in the building. He's been in the building, really, guys, working out in the building. He couldn't do the group activities because of suspension. But look, as players, I mean, Tom Brady during COVID, he went out with his receivers with shoulder pads on in high school, right? I mean, I think if you're Kyler Murray, if you're anything Cardinals, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So I think they had to have some type of work, some type of simulation. Now, it's you can't duplicate a game. So we'll see what type of shape D-Hop is in, yeah. Right? But I do expect them to force it to him because just the fact that they've been pining for him, just for the fact that he's back out there on the field and he can make an impact. I mean, think about the screen game, the quick throws to the outside, down the sideline, outside the numbers, one-on-one situations. DeAndre Hopkins is your best option at this point. Robbie Anderson doesn't know the offense. He doesn't know the new offenses yet, right? So I think if anybody can accelerate or give the Cardinals a significant chance at winning, DeAndre Hopkins has to be a big part of that game plan.
Okay, so, Pritch, you know this. We know this. Everybody knows it, right? The struggles by the Cardinals early on in games. They have 3 points the entire year in the first quarter. I know it's a short week. I know Kingsbury is not a very good coach at this point in his career in the NFL level. But don't you think in the couple of days they had to prepare for this game, like that had to be a really strong point of emphasis in practice to get ready for this game?
Well, that's it, Mitch. Practice. They don't practice well, as you know. Everybody else knows this, too. And I was watching a lot of tape of where the Cardinals are offensively. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but they are a specialized offense. But this offense has regressed. It has not progressed at all. There's a basic concept out there called backs cross, right? And basically, you take advantage of the middle of the field with linebackers and a deep safety, half safety. You can go two safeties even, but it's to occupy the middle of the field. Kyler Murray, he's in shotgun so much that it doesn't tie him up with the receivers and the backs crossing to open up the basic cross behind the backs in front of the linebackers. So you have all this lack of spacing, if you will, with their offense. Now, to me, that points to practice and the little things and Kingsbury and guys not focusing in on and trying to correct and clean up those little things. Those little details like that are the differences between completions for first downs and certainly chunk plays. So there's so many elements of this offense that has just not evolved, guys. And a lot of it goes back to practice. A lot of it goes back to nobody teaching Kyler Murray how to slow down his drops or how to speed up his drops. He's in shotgun so much. Nobody's in his ear with those coaching points right there to help this guy develop more.
You know what it reminds me of? The Monday night game, Raiders-Chiefs, final play of the game for Las Vegas, when Renfrow was only finally back that week.
Yeah,
and remember that he ran into Devontae Adams in the final pass play of the game. Like, that's a lack of practice and kind of speaks to what you're saying about the Cardinals then. What are you watching with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers right now? Is this correctable?
Well, I think it is, but maybe not. It all depends on Aaron Rodgers. You know, Aaron Rodgers is, 38 years old, guys. And you think about his receiving core that he's been harping on and he's been on, trying to get them to catch up to that standard that he talks about often. They're 22 years old. Man, there's a gap right there in terms of personality and lifestyle and everything, right? And it's up to Aaron Rodgers to take these kids, I'm going to call them kids, and embrace them, man, and you know, be that father figure or that big brother figure, if you will. And I think today's athletes, they need to be coddled a little bit more, different than when Aaron Rodgers came up, right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers came up the hard way in terms of sitting behind Brett Favre and you had to prove yourself. These kids that he's playing with, they don't have to prove themselves. They're just out there trying to do what's right. And a lot of times it's not consistent. And so Big Ben went through that last year, I think, with the Steelers because of the dynamic, right? The same youthful wide receivers. And so there's friction there. Now, there's time to iron it out. But to me, I think Aaron Rodgers needs to, as a Hall of Famer, embrace these kids, today's athletes, collar them a little bit, show them some love, man, and get them to that standard that way, as opposed to the methods that he's used so far.
I've never gone against Brady. I've never doubted him, but for the first time in his career, I think it's legitimate questions after, you know, this arrangement, the divorce. The guy's 45. I mean, he loves football. I mean, he couldn't work it out with the supermodel. But between the arrangement and yelling at the offensive line, how bad the offense has been, is it panic time in Tampa Bay, and how do you think this is going to end?
Not panic time yet, but it's getting close. How about that? I mean, Jerry Rice loved football. Hell, Jerry Rice played for the Seattle Seahawks towards the end of his career. I mean, these guys love football. You can't get enough of it, right? He's been married to football longer than Giselle. But the thing about Tom Brady, guys, is he threw the ball 849 times last year. They skewed their pass run ratio almost to 70%, almost 70-30. It was 66-34%. Now, he threw for 43 touchdowns. He had Gronk. He had these matchups that were about to get into that phase of the game. He had somewhat of a running game, nothing potent, but he could distribute the football around the field. Fast forward to this year. Guess what their pass run ratio is right now? It's 66-34, but he only has 8 touchdowns. And the reason why is because he doesn't have the matchups that as an offensive player, as a quarterback that's so accustomed to and what he's used to, he doesn't have all that. He has so many moving parts that they're not in sync right now, but yet they still have the same philosophy. So if you're the Steelers, and you know that about Tom Brady, you know that about Leftwich, you know about this offense that way, even without defensive backs and TJ Watt, you can come up with a solid game plan to hold them under 20 points because they're doing the exact same stuff that they did a year ago, but they're different. They're not as good as they were a year ago. So they have to self-scout, guys. I think Tom Brady is going to have to relinquish any type of power he has with that offense, and because he's stuck in his ways. He's stuck in his tendencies right now, and the league has caught up to Tampa Bay offensively.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Former NFL player Mike Pritchard, current VSiN host, he is our guest. So we've talked a lot about the two New York teams this week, and a lot of people have, right? They're pleasant surprises. Do you think the way that it's happening with the Giants, they're 5-1. Don't ask me how they're doing it. But do you think, is it sustainable from here on out?
I'm tending to think that it is, because what we know about the National Football League, and it's kind of like what we just talked about, guys, you can only do so much with your scheme. Eventually, it's going to turn into, okay, do you have better players than the other team? Because they know what you're doing. They know your tendencies all over the field, what you like to do, what you don't like to do, what you're good at, what you're not good at, right? And so do you have the playmakers? It's the reason why the Eagles, you go out and get an A.J. Brown, because if you play him and you think you have a matchup against him, you don't, right? And so later on, when we change phases in this game, the Giants are doing what a lot of teams want to do right now, or a lot of teams will want to do as we get closer to the playoffs, and that's run the football. This team is so physical and so intricate what they do running the football, guys. It's impressive. It really is. Now, Daniel Jones, from a playmaking standpoint at the quarterback position, I think he has to be better. I think he has to see the field a little bit more, but there's open players out there. There's playmakers available to him. He just has to elevate his game, but he's got time to do that. And then defensively, what Wink is doing with this defense, guys, this defense is flying around. They're enjoying themselves. They got a lot of speed. They have got a lot of great athletes on that side of the ball too. So I look for the Giants in that defense to kind of keep them in games until this offense can evolve in a passing fashion. But running the football right now is exactly what teams want to do as we approach the playoffs.
Very good. Do you like anything tonight or this week? You looking at any teasers or any other bets?
Yeah, a lot of teaser legs, guys. I'm trying to decide and trying to narrow it down. I like the Colts, to be honest with you. I think this is going to be like a playoff game. Typically, with divisional games with this much importance on the game, I think this could be a playoff game, playoff situation. So I like a teaser leg there. I like a lot of teaser legs, to be honest with you. Dallas on a teaser leg. The Patriots even. I mean, Patriots could be that survivor pick this week, right? I mean, who knows? But yeah. There's a lot of teaser opportunities, so many home favorites across the board right there. So, but, you know, just from a spread standpoint, I mean, I like the Colts and their matchup against the Titans. So.
Very good. Thanks for waking up early, pal. We appreciate the time,
right,
as always.
Always, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
There you go. He's on Twitter, at M.I. Pritchard, playing the league for a decade. As you said, won a title with Colorado. You could see it. He
got a
Proudly hangs the number 9 jersey of Colorado in the background there.
Sure, sure. But big win, big win. I think the Patriots will be the most selected team in Survivor.
I'm with you. Me too.
Yep.
Is that who you're leaning?
Yeah, it appears so.
It's between them and who else?
Well, I was looking at Miami. Tua's back. Steelers off a win. They're at home. Sunday night game. It's tough. Looking up the next couple, looking to the next 3 weeks, it's difficult. As you know, who have you used? What do you want to save? What's coming up? Thanksgiving? Tough.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. We'll recap last night's betting action and win some, lose some. Tons of upsets across the board. Paulie runs down the numbers for you coming up next.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Thought of props that cashed. Madness in the baseball games. Home Run Derby. Hoskins to go deep, plus 320. Machado, 5-1. Bell, plus 650. Gurriel 10-1. Bader does it again.
Oh, man.
What do we compare this to? Now, he was acquired in a trade from St. Louis. He was hurt, hardly played, and now he's hit 4 home runs in 6 playoff games. He was 8-1. Last week, he was as high as 12-1. I think higher than that the first time he went deep. The guy's been Babe Ruth.
Well, if they win this series and go on and play the Padres or the Phillies for the whole thing, I think at that point, it's going to have to be the Daniel Murphy thing from 2015.
Yeah, right. But for a guy to be injured and then come in and make this impact, what he's done. Rizzo, 6-1. Premier League games, all 5 went under yesterday. And Chelsea-Brentford draw plus 270. How about 0-0? That cashed. Knicks from 7 down to 4.5. Lost by 3 in overtime. Good game. Jazz Nuggets over. 218 up to 225. 123-102. Jazz money line. Never in doubt. Plus 220. Bad job defensively by the Nuggets. And Utah had a big lead early. Bulls plus 250. Throttle the heat on the road. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. Dan will have this up later at Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. Volume up. Some dogs don't like the nail trim. This guy, not a fan of getting the nails trimmed. You see his face?
Look at the eyeballs.
The eyeballs, the screaming. Just trying to trim the nails. He is not a happy camper.
Popping out his head.
No way. He does not like that. No, we cover it all here. Look at him. Yeah, get it, yeah. We cover it all here. This was sent in by, I think, Wayne Morgan, other people. That's Maurice. It's an orangutan in the enclosure, and someone drops the sunglasses. And Maurice says, okay, I saw what happened. And he walks over, calm, cool, and collected, grabs the sunglasses. Smart. They knows what to do, right?
Puts
it right on. Future's so bright, gotta wear shades. Hey, he's hanging out with the baby.
There you go, buddy.
With the baby chimp, or orangutan rather, and he's there you go. Look at the front porch. And then hanging on, there you go. Bright day out. And the baby's like, yeah, let me have some of those. Can I try that on? Right? You get away. Look at it. Smart. Smart.
No, I love it.
Grabs the sunglasses, puts them on, and just relaxes.
It's such a better video that he did not give the sunglasses back to the owner.
Yes, right. Right. That's also good. House porn. It's been a while. Good Twitter. Look at that. That is sensational. Oh, that'd be great. That's a great setup in the backyard. I'd like a bigger pool there. But palm tree, good setup. Beautiful lot.
Yeah, I don't want to nitpick, but
not an
big
impressive
space
pool.
There to do my laps.
That's an expensive house. I have to do I need a better job with the pool. And this one, I don't even know why you would tweet that. All these photos are supposed to be of great houses to make you jealous or say, that looks great. I don't know what this is, how you send this out. Looks like a church. I got PTSD. I went to Catholic school for 2 years.
Get it off the screen.
Yes. Why would you put that on there? I couldn't believe that. Doesn't belong. Does not belong there. Nope. Lose some. Blazers, Kings over 224 up to 230. That was no good. Fell 223. And another lose some. Great video here. Imagine you have to explain this to the insurance. What happened? We got moose fighting, going at it, back and forth. And it's so bad. It's like Hogan against Andre the Giant. And it continues where the, watch what happens with the moose, with this Royal Rumble. I mean, what do you have to tell the insurance company? Or imagine, as Dustin said, if you wake up and you didn't see this captured on video, what happened? I had to come in the back of the pickup truck. The fight goes over and it escalates and they jump in and the fight continues in the back of the truck with the moose. Incredible. Unbelievable video.
I have never seen anything like it before.
No. We've seen backyard brawls with them.
I've seen animals fighting like this before.
Yes.
With antlers, other, deer, whatever, antelope, but nothing like this.
Yeah, to jump in the truck, my God. Several bad beats. Thanks to everyone who tweeted in. Panthers on the puck line. 1.5 minus 140.
Oh, yeah.
And under 6.5. The Flyers scored with 3 seconds left. They lost 4-3. Phillies first 5. 4-0. Padres go crazy in the bottom of the 5th. Knicks Grizzlies under 227 or 226.5. Goes to overtime, 115 to 112. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, betrivers.com.
Can the Yankees tie the series up today? Will they, more importantly?
I don't like their chances. Houston's had their number. The Yankees' offense again. It's a home run or nothing, all or nothing. 19 of the 22 runs in the postseason via the long ball. I think Valdez will shut them down. I think they'll get enough off Severino. I like this at Bet Rivers. Houston's won 13 in a row at home on Thursdays. How about that? 9-1 under run last 10 against the AL East. Total is 7. I don't trust the offense. I don't. I just don't think, keep them in the ballpark, you're going to win the game.
Yeah.
So that's been the case for a long time now. Remember, this continued when Boone's like slapping the table and they looked like they were going to choke the division away. The offense can't put together a rally. Either they go deep or it's nothing.
Right. So we broke this down a little earlier. Valdez had a magnificent year.
Yes.
Right, for the Astros. He was great with that stretch of quality starts pretty much the entire season. However, his one weakness is putting guys on base with the free pass of walking them, right? He's 4th in the American League in walk percentage. Dylan Cease was number 1 at more than 10%. Valdez was a couple of spots behind him. So, in theory, and by the way, in his one start again against the Yankees this year, he walked 3 and 6 innings. If he's putting guys on base, the Yankees can score runs with the long ball. But it's, will they hit the long ball? Because if they don't, then those guys might be stranded the entire time on base.
I love the Bader story. It's awesome. I don't think that can continue.
He's plus 630 to hit a home run.
He's that low. I know. Think about it. He was like in the 12-14-1 range before this great run started. But you also have so many tough outs in the Houston lineup. You didn't see it in the Game 3 against Seattle. But there's no easy out there, and what do you want to do with Alvarez? I mean, imagine, I think it's hilarious with the Altuve 0-19, but imagine if they get him going. But again, they can't beat this team. You have to call this a must win. They're going to beat them 4 out of 5 if they lose today?
Yeah, and by the way, in 5 days.
Correct.
Because there's going to be a day off after this game,
and then
it's
that's it.
It's 5 straight.
5 in a row, right. And then the bullpen will be taxed too, which who do you trust other than Cole?
Well, that's a thing, right?
Tyone was good last night, and I didn't expect them to win the game, though. But you're going to have to beat Verlander and Valdez, and you're going to have to beat them 4 out of 5 if you lose. And he can only throw Cole. I guess he could throw Cole twice. Maybe not.
I don't know if you can or not.
Could he go in 7?
I'm actually surprised he's not going today.
Yeah.
So it's Severino, and to your point with the bullpen, because they were in the into the bullpen by the fifth inning yesterday, Severino has to go out there. This, you know, it's got. Can he give him six or seven strong innings today?
Well, that's part of the handicap, though, too. You're right. Well, you come, you're throwing Schmidt and these kind of guys because of the injuries, right?
That's right.
Now again, Cashman has to have like Jeffrey Dahmer Polaroids of people with how he continues to get a job and extended. But the one thing here is you just can't. Britton, Chapman with his business. Holmes was hurt, but they've lost so many guys in the bullpen. But now it's just, that's right. This is where it's so big with no days off, and you might have to play 5 days in a row. I mean, it's the same thing's true in the National League now. It's the same schedule. You got that too now.
Yeah.
So, but I do like Musgrove. I know it's going to be a great environment tomorrow, like
phenomenal.
It was in San Diego. But they'll be rabid, ready to go in Philly. But you have to like Musgrove over Suarez.
Short price like that, I kind of do. And Verlander, it was shaky last night in the first. It's like...
Yes, he figured it out, though.
Okay, but can the Yankees get him?
Well, that's the other thing. I can't stomach today's baseball. When I was a kid, growing up playing, it was embarrassing if you struck out. You'd walk back to the dugout with your head down low and shame.
You felt bad about
it. They struck out 17 times last night.
In a playoff game.
Put the ball in play. Like that Atlanta run against a Wheeler, that rally. Put the ball in play, good things happen. And the Yankees striking out 17 times, it's unacceptable.
Verlander had 11. Here's his manager, Dusty Baker, saying, yeah, he steps up when he has to.
He's in great shape, and he's not only physically strong, which you can see, but he's mentally strong. I mean, this guy is, you know, he has mental toughness. You know, when he's down and out and look like you got him in trouble, I mean, you know, this guy, he can dial it up.
I thought that would happen, too.
Valdez's K-prop is 5.5.
Ooh.
Over is plus money.
Yeah, like that.
Are we going to get... I'm not asking for 11 here, but are the Yankees going to be swinging and missing again tonight?
I believe so, my friend. How about the adjusted series price, 330? Too much? I mean, what would you need to take the Yankees to win this series, considering they can't beat them?
I would absolutely consider 3-1.
Okay.
What would you need? 5?
Yeah, I need more.
You need more
and
than that?
I have futures on the Astros, too. I'm feeling good. Judge to go deep, and Kamara scores a touchdown. 8-1. How about that? William Hill. Good fun.
The cross-sport props.
I like that. I
love them.
That's excellent.
Up next, In-Pocket Plays, what we are betting tonight. And a reminder, don't sleep on the college game that we have, as the winner has a huge edge to play for their conference title. We will run down that game and numbers for you coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're on.
Time now for a look at what we are betting with In-Pocket Plays. I got a lot of what I wanted in this Wizards-Pacers game last night, with the exception of Indy shooting 39%+ from the floor.
Yeah, tough one.
That was a killer. So it was it landed 221. That was a loser. Silver lining takeaway for me is Benedict Mathurin had 19 points. Good start on him. Have him rookie of the year 15-1.
Good bet.
After the draft.
Very good bet.
Although Banchero was awesome last night for the Magic.
Yeah, he was.
But he's like as low as 2-1. Look, I'm trying to find... I would really like to find 3.5. You and I are on opposite sides here. I'd really like to find Troy plus 3.5. I can't do it at a legal sports book right now, so I can't tell you I'm betting Troy plus 3.5. If I do today at some point, I will be on Troy plus 3.5. I think it's a really good matchup. It's a really important game, obviously, for that side of the Sun Belt. The winner has a clear path now set up to play for the conference title game. Their power rating in several spots higher or right around the same as South Alabama. But the reason why South Alabama is favored is because of home field advantage tonight, whatever that might be worth. I think this is a razor-thin game. Close. So I'm going to be on if I bet pregame a side on Arizona or the Saints, it would be totally forcing a bet. I can't get there.
Yep, it's a tough game.
I want to make the case. I'm looking at Saints plus 110 for the first quarter right now on the money line. But it's too much of a thing at this point. And the Cardinals have to know, they have to be aware that these slow starts are killing us.
Let's go under 7.5.
That might be an angle. Might be an angle.
Yeah, also, you don't have Lattimore. You have all these. Lattimore's out, too. So you,
yeah, he is.
You have all these key guys out, and you saw how bad the defense has played. But, yeah.
And based on his injury, that's one of the factors that I'm going to play Hopkins with this player prop tonight, over 60.5 receiving yards. And more on this with Paul Charchian coming up in about 10 minutes. Fantasy Football Hall of Famer. I think he's going to be force-fed the ball tonight.
Probably.
So I'm going to go over that
good
with
angle.
This player prop.
Good angle. And I like under... No, I like no score first 5.5 and 6.5 minutes in the game. Longest touchdown of the other business, I think it's too hard. Suns won, but they didn't cover. And they were down 22 in the third quarter.
Yeah, they were.
Keep an eye on that team. I don't like I don't like what's going on in Phoenix. I don't like it at all. I like it one bit.
I'll give you another one. I don't want to overreact, but one game in, the Heat.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I think JVT might have been on something with them.
Bulls ran them out. Yes.
And when you look up and down to that, when it really hits now, you look up and down that personnel, you're like, there's not a lot to like here with the Miami Heat.
Yep. All right. Listen, they're on a 7-1 ATS run at home. They only have one loss. It was on a last-second field goal at UCLA. How does that look? I'll take the Jaguars at home against Troy, laying 3. And again, the winner of this game, like barring a collapse, should play in the title game of the Fun Belt. LSU, the favorite, laying against Ole Miss. I not buying Ole Miss one bit. No way they're 7th. Best team in the country with their rankings, and I'm concerned about that very UCLA team away from home. Great job, Chip Kelly. Great job with the offense to beat Washington and Utah at home, but only one road game, and that was Colorado. Now they go to Eugene, and Oregon has punished people at home so far. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com. Haven't forgot about your hockey. Never got a good card tonight, and I know Paul Chris Otto and Ian Duncan doing great work with their goal in the first 10 and first period overs, and there's a lot of stuff here going on so far with high-scoring games. But goal in the first 10, Vancouver, Boston, 4-0. Seattle's 5-0 now, goal in the first 10. Calgary at Edmonton, 3-0. And first period overs, Vancouver, Anaheim, both 4-0. Calgary, Edmonton, 3-0, and there are just some bad teams, some bad outfits. And Vancouver plays tonight, too. The Wild have allowed 20 goals in 3 games. Fleury is an absolute sieve.
Yeah.
He didn't play in the last game. But Vancouver is 0-4, and they've blown a 2-goal lead in every single game. Right. They're in action. And the Rangers, $1.60 to win a regulation against San Jose, who's 0-5 and continuing this road trip.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Bad teams.
But, 160 to win in regulation, you say.
Huh? In regulation, yes.
And they're plus 150 on the puck line. We're looking at right now. Is that right?
Yeah.
That seems an awful juicy number there. If they're minus 270.
Do the Leafs respond after getting humiliated? They lost to Arizona. They play the Stars at home.
I can't get over that stat that Arizona, since 2002, they've walked away with a point every single year going all the way back to then.
Yep.
As for the game tonight. Again, the college game. Also, maybe a low-scoring affair here.
Yeah, Troy's issues offensively. Very good defense.
Yes. They allow 4.7 yards per play on defense. Points per play, 0.273, which is pretty low. South Alabama, nothing to sneeze at on defense. They have some really good numbers as well. And offensively, 46.5 points. This, to me, is just... This is why I want, 3.5 in the game. This could be 23-20, could be 20-17. I could see that being a close game the entire way.
You want to buy it up? We had a discussion with Humans about that, with the Utah-USC game. Humans will not lay 3.5. They'll buy it down. I'll just go money line at that point. But
okay.
Humans will not lay 3.5.
Well, I'll be patient here.
I like the Chris Andrews tweet. Take the 2.5, lay the 3.5. And lay the 7.5 and take the 6.5.
Well, Humans has also said that before in the past, right? He's more comfortable laying 3.5 than laying 2.5 sometimes, as dumb as that sounds. I believe that's his one theory.
Yeah. But I think the books are also telling you something when they won't go to 3 or when they go over across 7.
No, that's right.
When they go to 7.5. I mean, that's right. You don't want to do that. Pro tip, always bet on streaks. Ride streaks. Don't bet against them. And also, there's no such thing. Don't play the do theory, all right? The team isn't pregnant. Yeah, I learned this the first week I was here. I walked past the roulette table, Dan Miller, and I saw Reddit hit 19 times in a row. Three trips to the ATM. I didn't. It lost. Don't do it. But it's not a strategy. And so you see, well, San Jose's do. They go, no, they're not. They might lose 12 in a row.
Right.
So again, lot to like with this Ranger team. And San Jose on the road again. So don't look at some of these teams. The Sharks tonight being one example. But just don't look at this and say, well, they're due to break out. Even like Arizona. Oh, they're due to break out of it in the first quarter.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
No.
That's not why I'm not betting it, but it's right. You can never factor that in anything. The Cardinals have been awful, the worst team in football in the first quarter and then the first half.
Right.
So they're due to snap out of it. No, but it could be a spot where short rest again here for both teams. Saints are on the road, cross country trip, and they know about it again. And they have Hopkins back. And this, to me, if they don't actually come out and do something effectively right away in this game tonight, and by right away I mean like by the midway point of the second quarter, I really think Kingsbury's going to have to go.
Based on what happened Sunday, yes.
Based on, we're talking about before that game, the Seahawks defense was on pace to be like all-time bad right there with the Lions, right? And they couldn't score a single point. They couldn't score a touchdown offensively.
They gave up 40 to Goff without Brown and Swift. Think about that.
Yeah.
And this is the other thing. This guy's this offensive guru. If they take away the play calling or he gives it up, it's another one. That was our pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. That means at least 20 every day. They're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and show.
Yeah, another reason why I like the Hopkins stuff over is because Murray, that was his go-to guy for Murray for a couple years, obviously, before the suspension. Also, the Saints are very good at shutting down tight ends, although Zach Ertz has been super effective so far on the year. You got to take that into account. Maybe not by default, he's going to get his tonight, so the Saints can maybe neutralize him a little bit. So moving the football here and Murray throwing the football, it's because of the injury to Hollywood Brown. And in the slot, I think Rondell Moore will get targets again tonight, but Hopkins is he's one of the best receivers in football.
I'm good with Andy Dalton. I think he should be the starter until further notice. But the thing, they move the ball against Cincinnati. Defense let him down, but again, they move the ball without all these guys. Alave was out. Thomas was out. Landry was out.
Yeah.
And then you were a mass unit going to London, almost beat Minnesota, could have beat Minnesota. I'm fine with Dalton, but you can't kill yourself. Most turnovers in the league, worst turnover margin. Can't do that in the NFL.
No.
But still, there's hope for New Orleans. I don't think there's hope for Arizona. They're missing the playoffs. I'm not, splitting the atom here, but Arizona's missing the playoffs, and it could be, I'm with you. If this looks bad tonight, that's it. I've seen enough.
Yeah. I'm very curious what's going to happen with Alvin Kamara tonight, because you can beat the Cardinals by throwing running backs the football, but running against them is not exactly easy. Arizona, one of the best rush defenses in the entire league, they're allowing the third fewest rush attempts, and only one back has gone over 62 yards the entire year. Now, Kamara, with Dalton under center, he's averaging more than 100 yards rushing per game. So you do have that, but also, again, like I said, he has six catches for 58 yards. This could be, and with those receivers kind of nicked up for the Saints, maybe Dalton relies on him as a check down guy if Dalton's going to be the starter tonight, and that's how they kind of beat this team up offensively. Or Kamara has a big game through the year is what I'm trying to say.
But let's just have a good game. We're coming off back-to-back 12-9 and 12-7 Thursday night games.
That is a big ask.
Poor Al Michaels. Well, not poor. I know what Al makes, but
Well, at least he's having a good time with it.
Yes, he is.
It comes across as if,
What did he say last week? I can't believe I'm saying this. We got a team in the red zone.
Yeah. Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian up next. Are we getting big games from Hopkins, Benjamin, or Kamara?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Money on VSiN.
All right, the plays. Express Bet Editor-in-Chief Jeremy Plonk. We're going to Keeneland. Race 7, he likes the 12. Bipartisanship at 3-1. Race 9, he likes the 3. Pure Pauline on top at 3-1. You can bet these races and more at First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for the app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service. VSiN.com/horses. Every Thursday during football season, Paul Charchian, Fantasy Hall of Famer, guillotineleagues.com. And thanks for coming on, sir. Let's start with this. I mean, this is the whole story of the league, totals, unders, and fantasy. Yeah. First 6 weeks, fantasy scoring, lowest in 13 years.
And it's taken a little of the starch out of fantasy because we love points, right? I mean, it's not, you know, everything's relative. I mean, we're all losing points. So I know that's turning wins into losses, but we love touchdowns. We want to see red zone. We don't see a touchdown every 90 seconds on red zone.
Yep.
And we don't get that this year. The whole play, the whole league is just, and it's not just Thursday nights, although it's become very, very evident on Thursday nights what the whole league is going through. But there are a lot of signature teams like the Rams that just, you know, and the Broncos that just don't score points. And it's really, it's taken a little bit out of fantasy. And it makes you wonder, by the way, you know, there's not enough quarterbacks to go around to make 32 good teams. They're talking about NFL expansion in Europe. I mean, what happens if we've got a whole division in Europe? We're going to add like 4 more teams someday, 5 years down the road. Are we still going to, we can have enough good quarterbacks to make that a better product than what we have right now? If anything, it'll water it down worse.
Yep. No, you're spot on. So I love discussing primetime games on this show. Part of the reason why is because of the player props. And a lot of the nuggets and the info that I relay on this show, I get from guillotineleagues.com and the charts ranks. You guys do a phenomenal job with all these write-ups, including, and this is why I am on Hopkins tonight, right? First of all, yes. I think that Murray's going to force feed him the ball or try to in this game. But also, you guys wrote this up. As a team, New Orleans is allowing the 7th most receptions, 4th most yards per game to opposing receivers. And as I pointed out earlier today, Justin Jefferson, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Jamar Chase averaged roughly 7 receptions on 9 targets for a .118 and 1.25 scores. That's phenomenal information. So my guess is you like Hopkins tonight as well.
I do like Hopkins. In fact, I would double down on his anytime touchdown and his over 61.5 receiving yards. So Hollywood Brown's out, of course. That means Hopkins gets thrust into a major role immediately. Brown leaves behind the third most targets in the league, 10 per game. And those 10 targets aren't going to the undead corpse of A.J. Green. They're going to DeAndre Hopkins. And the biggest thing you need to know is this. New Orleans is going to be without their star cornerback, Marshon Lattimore. That leaves backup Paulson Adebo to cover Hopkins. Adebo is so bad that as a backup who's only seen time in 3.5 games, he's allowed the most touchdowns in the NFL and the 8th most yards. Playing half a season, though individual matchup screams for Hopkins too. This is a great time to get into Hopkins, and I don't see another player on this roster that's going to get the kind of usage he's going.
Excellent.
What do we do with the Saints offense? And if it looks like it's going to be Dalton. I think they played well. I mean, like you tweeted, they had a ton of guys out and moved the ball against the Vikings, and they should have beat the Bengals last week.
They should have. You know, Dalton's, it's not like Dalton's filling box scores, right? He's like 200 passing yards and one touchdown a game. But what he doesn't do is make critical mistakes, so they lose. He's only one interception in the three games they've played so far. The guy who's really been the biggest beneficiary with Dalton under center is Alvin Kamara, who's in the Dalton games, he's averaging over 100 rushing yards and almost 60 receiving yards on 6 receptions. 100 plus 60, that's 160 total yards, I'm pretty sure. That's fantastic output from Kamara with Dalton under center that he was not getting with Winston. And here's Arizona. They've allowed the most receiving touchdowns to running backs of any team in the NFL. Kamara has not scored a touchdown all year. So his anytime touchdown number is a little out of whack right now. You can get anytime touchdown on Kamara for plus 120. It's a great chance that it comes through the air. He's still catching all these passes from Dalton. That's a nice opportunity for him. I like him in this game, and I think he's got a nice opportunity to get into the end zone for the first time this year.
Okay, great breakdown. So I'm in plenty of leagues this year, and I had a chance to pick up Latavius Murray in all of them. I decided not to because I don't want to touch anything right now with this Broncos offense. What say you?
Oh, couldn't agree more. I mean, here we are. We're 6 games into Nathaniel Hackett's career. You should be in the honeymoon phase, right? Like almost nothing you do should be so bad in a rebuilding team that it should go this wrong. But he's already coaching out of desperation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we saw this with the way that he's treated his running backs. Melvin Gordon in as the starter, out as a star, as the starter. Now he's back in as the starter. And when Hackett was asked yesterday about why he benched Gordon, he said it was because we didn't have a lot of plays. What does that even mean? You didn't have a lot of plays? What you ran plays. You went to overtime. I don't even know what that means. Meanwhile, he's put Gordon back in because I think there are so many people questioning him, but Gordon's been materially bad, not just the fumbling, just the output. And he's already rotated Gordon in and out. This thing's totally off the rails. I think he should have just stuck to his guns and just said, okay, you know, Gordon's not getting it done. We're going to try hot hand. We're going to do whatever it takes. I know he could have done a lot of ways with this, but this guy's floundering in a way that we haven't seen really since this is an Urban Meyer level of incompetence for a first year coach. Yeah. I think if this was a high powered Denver offense, Mitch, I'd be like, yeah, let's roll the dice on some emerging back. Like maybe it's Latavius Murray, or maybe they go back to Mike Boone, but this is the lowest scoring offense in the NFL. We're not going to touch any of these running.
What do we do with Stafford, who's on a bye week, but this offense has been horrible? Do we just bench Stafford in fantasy?
I think we're going to go beyond that.
Uh-oh.
Not just benching him. I think you need a replacement quarterback for Matthew Stafford on bye. I think you just drop him outright.
Oh.
I think you're going to have an opportunity to get him later. And I'm not saying that he will never have another good game the rest of this year, but everything's so stacked against him right now. Only 2 quarterbacks that have played a full slate of games have fewer passing touchdowns than Matthew Stafford, your reigning Super Bowl winning quarterback. You know, the offensive line is just such a huge problem, and the loss of their left tackle, Joe Noteboom, a lethal blow to this offense. And the Rams have got one healthy starter on their offensive line right now, and the running game giving them no help whatsoever. They haven't found a second receiver to do anything. Van Jefferson still a ways out before he can come back, and I don't even think he's a solution. So there's so many things stacked up against Stafford. I think you pivot. You go to Daniel Jones. You go to Matt Ryan. You go to Geno Smith. There's a lot of ways to pivot away from Stafford that I think ultimately you're going to be more consistent than Stafford is going to be.
God, I think I just threw up in my mouth. That is disgusting.
Oh, bad.
Okay,
it's
so bad. For people who own Dak Prescott, now consider that who they're playing this week, right? And if he does come back and play, we're talking about this Lions defense, which is just, oh, God, it's so bad. Do you go with him right out of the gates here, or do you want to see one game with Prescott?
I'm ready to go, and okay. In part because of what you said, it's Lions. So it's game on right now. Detroit owns the third highest yards per attempt allowed, passing attempt allowed. They've given up multiple passing touchdowns in three of the last four games. Their Pro Football Focus is second lowest graded coverage unit. And this, despite the fact that it's hardly been a murderer road that the Lions have seen. They've seen Geno Smith and Bailey Zappe and Carson Wentz. I roll that together with this Lions secondary. They just benched one of their starting cornerbacks before the bye, Amari Awarie. And we don't know what his status is going to be. Maybe he's back as a starter. They might be bringing back a Jerry Jacobs off the pup list. And the reserves are terrible. Mike Hughes, Bobby Price. The secondary is a wreck. There's so many reasons to like Dak Prescott in a bounce back game here. We're going to go immediately to him. I've looked at you can't bet him. He's not bettable at this stage, but maybe at some point we'll be able to make some wagers on this, but I can't find any lines on Dak Prescott at this time.
Yeah.
But I'm interested.
Okay. But maybe, before kickoff that we have coming up this weekend, guillotineleagues.com is the website. I got in four leagues before this. I'm still in two.
All right.
So nice. I'm still alive somehow, but you guys are still drafting. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, new leagues forming all the time, kind of unique to Guillotine Leagues. This stage, you'll join a 12-team league. There's 12 teams left in the league in the season, and every week the low-scoring team gets cut. Their entire roster goes to the waiver wire, where the rest of the survivors bid on those free agents. It's super fun. It's very different. All you have to do is not finish last, and you can certainly do that, right? Not finish last, Mitch. We can do that.
Yeah, I made the final 4-1, and we split it up.
Yeah, not bad. So, is that how you decided to do it?
Yeah, that's what we decided on. We agreed on.
Right.
So
I can see that.
It's great. Thanks, buddy.
Fun.
Enjoy the games.
Joining now, guillotineleagues.com. Thanks, guys. Talk to you in a week.
Thank you.
Go check it out. It's the best way to play fantasy. Love it. Been saying it now for a couple of years.
Okay.
Really good day today in sports.
Yeah.
We have the sports equinox, right? We have baseball. We have NBA. We have college football. We have NFL. We have hockey.
There's Premier League, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Premier League today.
Sure.
And Nigel likes that Europa play. He wants to take the plus goal, go against Arsenal.
That's right.
In the Europa.
If you missed any of the show today, you can listen back on your time, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcast. Just search Follow the Money. You'll find it there. Good luck betting tonight. We'll see you.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.